Intervju Radia Študent.
Minuli vikend se je v Solunu v Grčiji odvil antifašistični turnir borilnih veščin Solun 2014. Radio Študent je imel na turnirju svojo delegacijo, ki se je z dvema tovarišema pogovarjala o motivaciji za organizacijo turnirja, o njegovi umeščenosti v širši družbeni kontekst uporniških praks v mestu Solun, o pogosto kontroverznem značaju nasilja in še čem.
First, we would like to ask you just for a brief summary of the tournament, what's going on, is it the first year that you're organizing it, and how the things are developing?
Ρωτάει ουσιαστικά πώς, τι είναι, πώς ξεκίνησα το πράγμα, τι κάνουμε, ας πούμε, και τι γίνεται, είναι το πρώτο πράγμα που...
Από στα ελληνικά.
It's the first time, I think, in Europe this happens with the anti-fascist tournament of martial arts. It's not only our first time, but we had some small tournaments in Thessaloniki and in Kavala and some North Greece tournaments between the places. But we wanted something bigger. We wanted something to be international. Now we have people from Spain, from Italy, from Germany. Polish also. So this was a success for the tournament. At the moment we have about 64 fights. So it's success. We have already 4 years working in the gyms, in social centers and squads. So this was
self-organized gyms.
Yeah, this was the top success we had until now because the work we did for 4 years,
it was 5 years.
It became a success with the tournament now.
And now the question that most probably everyone is asking you, like, what's with this violence?
The violence,
violence.
The violence in the tournament or generally
in the society?
So,
both.
How's the intersection between like general perception of violence and the how the tournament is trying to?
That's why we call the tournament anti-fascist.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a, we can't discuss with fascists. So, I think the violence is the only way for the fascists.
I think we... I think we agree that we're not Christians to turn the other cheek to the fascists.
Yeah.
So, through our gyms and through the tournament, we are accept that the fact that we are trying to keep fascism out of the martial arts because they want to say that strength and great body is something that only to the fascist and Nazis belong. Except that, we're also trying to organize our self-defense to the streets during our preparation in the gyms.
We are always ready to discuss with everybody how different, but I think the fascist is not the Nizaniki.
The idea.
You can discuss with fascists.
So, how do you place you place the martial arts in the broader context of social struggle with this event and with what you're doing in the street with the organizing events like self-defense classes and so on. So, you think you are an important part of the social struggle?
Martial arts are not in particular the special for the social struggle, but the self-organized gyms, for example, is part not only of our defense to the fascists, but also is another way of life. We saw that a self-organization.
Self-organize our needs.
Yeah, self-organize our needs. So
everybody.
It goes to the gym also, not only to the social center, but the gym is also part of the social center, the squads.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing, how is the tournament placed in the local autonomous scene here in Thessaloniki? Is there any criticism coming from within, or not? Or everyone agrees with your principles?
Until now, we don't have here nothing. It's for first time. Every different groups. I call it Andrax movement, Libertarian movement, are participate all together for something. It's happened first time.
Mm-hmm. We had also accepted by leftists also. It was not only anarchist and anti-authoritarian, but also was accepted from leftists, and we had participation from leftists. Mm-hmm. So it's not the not critics from anybody.
I think everybody understand. They must unite against, be united against fascists.
We also had acceptance from the fans. I mean, we are in a
football fans.
We are Heracles. We are from football. A stadium now that belongs to Heracles, Hercules.
They help us
team.
To take it for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they help us to have the place for free. And that means also that we are accepted by some parts of something out of the movement, something from, yeah, not political, but the fans, and that grows up our drive.
In this Heracles situation, is this more situations like this in Greece, or is the Thessaloniki, is Heracles and your relation to the fans in any way special?
The most of the football fans are anti-fascist, anti-racist in Greece. I don't want to say who is not, but I never hear from about other hools who give help like that to the movement. Mm-hmm. Okay, because Heracles fans give also the stadium, help to take the stadium for the Viome struggle, you know Viome? I think they occupied self-management factory. They help to the people from the Chalkidiki, Skouries, against the gold miners. The fans of Heracles, like the fans of the PAOK, have attacked the
Golden
Honor office in one village out of Thessaloniki. The PAOK make it in Thessaloniki, the PAOK fans.
So they are more close, yes.
Good. Cool. You want to say something more?
Because you asked before about the violence.
Yeah.
We must explain the rules of the tournament. Mm-hmm. We don't have a winner and loser.
Yeah.
Okay, we have one. We have low level of violence. We try to keep it low. Okay, you don't see, it's not many people with that.
And the
people in the who looks, they don't scream, I kill them.
Yeah, we're against
the people try to everybody, both of opponent, just us.
Mm-hmm.
After.
We're trying to keep the level of violence low, and so everybody could participate, and we're against this ideology of the winner and the loser. The winner goes up and celebrates his win, and the loser is down. So you don't leave them to knock out the other one. So we don't have knockouts. We tried not to have knockouts. So it's that's why we had also so many participation.
It's not only the fights. We have many training, seminars,
training seminars,
self-defense for women, some
Muay Thai.
Street fight techniques, different thing.
We had the honor
to the Philoxenism, to see the Lemmy Potai from Livorno, from its Italian champion. He came here for seminars and discussion.
And also with the tournament, you have also book fair.
Okay,
it's yes, open of course. Of course.
The first day of tournament, it was not in the stadium, it was in one square in the center of Thessaloniki, when we make a discussion. Some people from Berlin, Moscow, and the Lenny Potai from Livorno talk about the anti-fascism in their countries.
Ekspedicijo v Solun podpirajo tretji festival samoupravljanja Solun, Radio Študent
in Črna luknja.
Intervju Radia Študent.